Hello, everybody. Today we're going to do Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. We're going to start from Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amr of Nachman. We're holding over here, we have Machlekes. If Tumas Hadeshen, the pious for Tumas Hadeshen, was done with Big Day Choyl or with Big Day Kodesh. Was everyone already wearing Big Day Kodesh or everyone was still wearing Big Day Choyl? We had Machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman held that if everyone was wearing Big Day Choyl, Rav Sheshes held that everyone was wearing Big Day Kodesh. So, the Gemara two lines on the bottom. Chavdal, Rav Nachman Beis, Amr Rav Nachman said, Mino ani minola, how do I know that everyone wore Big Day Choyl? That's not because we learned in the Mishnah. Masrun the Chazanin, they gave the person over to the Chazanin, to the attendants. Vahim Afshitin Aysan Es Big Dayim, and they took off their clothes. They took off all their clothes and they only left just the mechnasayim, just the pants. My love, zakh the Gemara, Rav Nachman. But these people that were zaycha and the pious that won the raffle, they went, they changed everything, they only left on the pants, right? But then they went totally to change. And we see over here a straight out proof that Tumas Hadeshen, the pious for Tumas Hadeshen, was done with Big Dechol. Everyone was changing. All the people that won the Schach Bahayas. So Rav Nachman Zariah, that we were in Big Dechol. Zach Tigmar, no. Amr Rav Huna, by Yehuda, Amr Rav Sheshes. Loi. But Oysun, Shazoy, Loi Zachul Lefayas. These things that we're talking about, that they changed, that we're talking about over here, these people were changing, these were talking about the people that were not Zaycha and the pious. Meaning, everyone was wearing Big Day Kodesh, and these people themselves are what changed back to Big Day Chol. So Rav Sheshes says, no, totally, let's learn it the backwards. Let's learn it totally backwards from what you said. Everyone was wearing Big Day Kodesh, and now everyone else who did not win the raffle switched back into Big Day Chol. Hachanam Mistaber, says Rav Sheshes. This is for sure the correct way to read it. The Isaka Daitoch, because if you're going to say, Ba'oishan Zazachu Lefayas, that this Mishnah is talking about the people that did win, and we're talking about over here, that, what happened? Zakti Mara. The Isaka Daitoch, Ba'oishan Zazachu Lefayas, Lohei Manichin Alein El Mechnasayim Bovad. Do you mean to tell me that what happened was they changed, they took the people that won? They changed them all into Big Day Kodesh. And the only thing that they didn't change, which they changed last, was the Mechnasayim. Are you telling me that? That the last thing they changed was the Mechnasayim? It can't be Vatanya we learned in the Braisa. Minayin shelo yehei dover kodesh Mechnasayim. How do we know that there cannot be any beggar put on before the Mechnasayim? Tamar loymar Mechnasay bad yiyu al besaroi. Mechnasay bad should be on your besaroi, on your skin. So how can you tell me that the Kahanim that were Zeicha went, totally switched into Big Day Kodesh, and the only thing they left on was their Big Day Chol, their Big Day Chol, Mechnasayim? That means that the Mechnasayim was the last thing to be changed. That can't be. We know the Mechnasayim has to be the first thing that has to go on your Basar. So it cannot be talking about the people that were Zeicha. It must be like me, says Rav Sheshes. The Gemara says, no, I'll answer you back. Rav Nachman can answer back. This is not a question. This is the correct way to read the Mishnah. When everyone was still wearing Big Day Chol, according to Rav Nachman, everyone was wearing Big Day Chol. When they were still doing that, they slipped on, they were wearing Big Day Chol, they slipped on the Mechnasayim, that was Big Day Kodesh, and that was the first thing that they slipped on, that was Big Day Kodesh. Again, according to this, everyone was wearing Big Day Chol. The people that won the raffle, they slipped down their pants and put on Mechnasayim Big Day Kodesh. And then, continues the Gemara, Malbishin Oysa and Big Day Kodesh. Then, all the other things were switched over to Big Day Kodesh. V'hayim Afshitin Oysa and Big Day Chol. And they took off all the Big Day Chol. V'hayim Anichin El Mechnasayim Bovad. The only thing that they didn't take off right now was the Mechnasayim. Because the Mechnasayim, according to this, the Mechnasayim was changed first. The Mechnasayim was ready. Everyone's wearing Big Day Chol, according to Rav Nachman. Slip off the Mechnasayim, the Chol, the Gawans, put on the Kodesh, the Gawans, and then take off all the other clothing. The only thing you leave on is the mechnasayim. Why? Because the mechnasayim was already from the big day Kodesh. And we can learn from here that the mechnasayim was the first thing that was changed. And everyone was wearing big day chol. And the mechnasayim was just the first thing that was changed. And then we left it on. We left the mechnasayim on when we changed everything else, because the mechnasayim was already from big day Kodesh. So it turns out over here in Machlokes, we have Rav Nachman says, this is my reasoning, Rav Sheshet doesn't like it, but Rav Nachman still holds by it. That Rav Nachman Chita again, Tumas HaDeshem is with Big Dei Chol. Zochti Mar Viter. Omer Rav Sheshet says now his reasoning. How do I know that? What? How do I know that the Tumas HaDeshem was done with Big Dei Kodesh? The Tani, because we went to the Brayshah Lushchas HaGozes. The Lushchas HaGozes came in, Besilki Gedoylo, was a very tall building. Haisa, Pius Bimizracha. This building was split up. The pious, the raffle was done in the east side. The zakein and all the kahanim used to congregate by the east side. The zakein yeshiv by my rabbi, and the zakein, an elderly tamach chacham, used to know how he knew how to make the raffle, the seder of the raffle. He the zakein yeshiv by my rabbi, and the zakein used to sit in the ma'ariv side of the lishkas hagazis. And what happened continues this bright song. The kahanim mukafin. The Kahanim were surrounding, made stand in a circle. And then came in Bechulyar, like a ornament, that was like a rounded ornament. They all stood in one big circle. V'hamimunah ba, and the munah, the one in charge, came. V'noitum itznafis meroi sheshol achon mehen. He took the hat off of one of them. V'yoydim shemimenu mas pious maschel. He went over, and he took off the hat off one of the Kahanim that were standing in line. And then everyone knew that this kain was the one that the raffle started by. So let's say the number was 123. So they start by the kain, year one. They start to put out the fingers. One, two, and that one, the one that they started from, was the one that they took off the hat. Okay. What's the key words over here? They took off his hat. Has to mean he's wearing his mitznefes. What does that mean? They're already wearing Big Day Kodesh. Zach the Hele Gemara. V'amunah bov. And we knew that this is where the pious started from. And now here Rav Sheshet brings it to the punch. Here's his rive. If you're going to tell me that they wore Big Day Chol, mitznefes b'Big Day Chol mi'ika. What? Where's their mitznefes by Big Day Chol? It has to be that they already wear Big Day Kodesh. Okay. The Gemara says, no. It's not a raya. And yes, there can be mitznefes that is not Big Day Kodesh. Kidetani Rev Yehuda, continues Gemara, V'itamer Rev Shmuel by Yehuda, Kayin she'asa le'imai kesaynes, oivid ba'avoydes yachid. A kayin that his mother made him a kesaynes, oivid ba'avoydes yachid, he may do avoydes yachid, avoydes have to do with yachid and not a tzibur. This teaches us that sometimes kahanim gedolim, kahanim, their mothers, out of maybe pride, whether to show off their wealth, maybe pride, Rashi said different pshatim, they used to make nice things for their children. They used to make a mitznefes and a kesaynes. And we learn from here that a kesaynes is good for the avoidus yachid of a carbon yachid, not a carbon tzibar. But what do we see from here? We see from over here that there were things that were begotten. They were able to be made by mothers. They were not such big day, they were not really big day kodesh. And kahanim used to be able to wear them for certain things. So maybe this kayin that we said, the mitznefes, you took off the mitznefes of one of the kahanim, was one that his mother made him. It's not necessarily a raya that he's wearing Big Day Kodesh. His mother made him his hat. So the fact that you see that you take off the hat of one of the kahanim during the raffle is not a proof that you must be wearing Big Day Kodesh. So we have over here Rav Nachman brought a raya, Abgefrakt, but he still vibes by his raya. Rav Sheshet brings a raya, and we're able to answer it. But those were the two rayas that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet brought to each support their opinion. Continue the Gemara. Now we just talked a little bit about the Lishkas HaGozes, so we're going to go a little bit into that topic. Amar Abaye, Shema Mino, we see from here, from this braisa, Lishkas HaGozes, Chetzi B'Kodesh V'Chetzi B'Chol. Half of Lishkas HaGozes was in Kodesh territory, and half was in Chol. Vishmami, now we also learned something else. Shnei Psachim Hayula. There were two doorways to enter the Lishchas Chagazis. Echad Pesuach B'Kodesh, the Echad Pesuach B'Chol. One was in the Kodesh and one was in the Chol. Now, Zakimar, I'll prove to you that half was in the Kodesh, half was in the Chol, and there were two doors, one was in the Kodesh, one was in the Chol. Zakimar, I'll prove it to you. The East, Akadai Tachkula B'Kodesh. If you can tell me the whole Lishchas Chagazis was in Kodesh, Zakin Yeshiv B'Marava. Can Zakin sit in the Marava, in the western part of this? V'Amaramar. Ein yeshiva ba'zara elo malchus beis David beis David milvad. You may not sit in the zara, only malchus beis David. So how on earth, if everything was kodesh, how on earth could the zakein that was in charge administrating over this raffle, how could he go and sit down if it's all kodesh? Can't be all kodesh. Continues the Gemara. The isa gadaitach kula b'chol. If you're going to tell me that everything in the Lishchas Chagazis was all Chol, pious b'mizracha, the pious was in the Mizrach, it said, how can the pious be in something that was Chol? V'ha b'inan, continues the Gemara, we need b'veis elikim nahalich b'ragesh. We need to fulfill what the Pasuk says that we mentioned previously, that in the house of Hashem we will walk with excitement. Which means that the pious was done in the Azara, b'veis elikim, to generate excitement in the entire Azara. And if you're going to tell me the whole Lishchas Chagazis was in the Chol, the pious is not going to be done in the pious is not done in the Azara. It's not going to bring excitement into the Azara. So it can't be that the pious was done the Chol. So it has to be that it was half-half. El Shema Mino continues the Gemara. Chetze B'Kodesh, the Chetze B'Chol. Part of the Lishchas Chagazis was in the Kodesh, and part of it was in the Chol. Continues the Gemara. Proof number two, what I want to prove from this braisa. There was one Pesach and one and it was open to the Kodesh. Zakin Yeshiv Mamarava. Can the Zakin sit in the western side? But then we learn in a Mishnah, Halishchis Abinuyas the Choil. Lishchis that were built by the in the Choil Parah. Upesuchis the Kodesh, but they're open to the Kodesh. Toichin Kodesh. If something, the door to something is open in the Kodesh, that automatically makes the entire room Kodesh. So Zakin can't sit in it if there was only one door that opened to the Kodesh. Other way around, continues Gemara. The Isak, the Dayat of Pesuach L'Chol, if you can tell me there was only one door, and this door opened to the Chol, Pious B'Mizracha, how can you say the Pious was in the Mizrach? But now we learned in the Mishnah, B'Nuyas B'Kodesh, things that are built in the Kodesh, U'Pesuchais L'Chol, but they're open into the Chol, Toichin Chol. The whole inside is Chol. So if there's one door that opens to the Chol, the whole thing is Chol. And the pious has got to be done in the Azara, cannot be done in a Chol place. So we're stuck over here. Door opens to the Kodesh, we have one problem. Door opens to the Chol, we have one problem. Continues the Gemara, El Alav, Shema Minah, Shnei Pesachim Hayula. There were two Pesachim, Echad Pesuach B'Kodesh, one was open to the Kodesh, the Echad Pesuach L'Chol, and one was open to the Chol. So over here, we see over here two things that Abaya learned out from this Braisa. The Lishchas Chagazis, part of it was in Kodesh, part of it was in Chol, and they had one door open up to the Kodesh, one door open to the Chol. So basically, everything was able to be done there. Chol things, you know, he was able to sit the Zakein, and the pious will still be able to be done. That's a Kodesh thing, and everything was amazing. Zok the Mishnah. Ha-Pais HaSheni. We already learned the Pais HaRishon. Now we're talking about Ha-Pais HaSheni, the second Pais that was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Ha-Pais HaSheni mi shoichet who will shecht. Mi zayrek who will spring who will spritz the bottom of Mizbeach. Mi medashim Mizbeach HaPanimi who will clean out the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Umi medashim Nesu Menorah who will clean out the Menorah. Umi ma'ala Evarim la'keves. Who will bring the Evarim to the ram? Ha-Roish. Which Evarim? Ha-Roish, the head. The Ha-Regel and the feet. Ushtei hayadayim, and the two forelegs, ha'ukitz the tail, the regal on the feet, v'achaz and the breast, v'hagera and the throat, ushtei hadafanis, and the two like walls of the animal, two sides of the animal. Furthermore, v'akavayim and the intestines, v'asoilas and the flour, v'achavitin and the minchas chavitin and the mincha, v'hayayin and the wine, shloishak aser kaihanim zachubai. Between all of this, there were 13 kaihanim. There was Zeche in this raffle. Continues the Mishnah, Amar ben Azai, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Hiluchai Hayakarev. We should just know that the way the animal walked, according to the way it's walked, the body parts that went first when it walked, that's the way, that's the Seder that they were Makrev. So he's adding on something to the Mishnah. That's just the way that they were Makrev, the animal, by the way it walked, whatever Evarim came first when it walked. Okay. Zokte the Gemara. Ibailuhu. When they were making a raffle. Okay? Remember, there are so many things over here. There were 13 different things. Was it one raffle? And then, like, whatever kind won, like, all the people, let's say, next to him just took the rest of the avaydas, meaning he won, like, the reish and just the regal, you know, okay, it's like just right after him, meaning they didn't make a second raffle and a third raffle and a fourth raffle. Or do we say, for every part of the animal, there was a separate new pious. Again, Zakti Umar was starting. Again, the Gemara, Ibailu, Ksheim Mephaisen, Lavoida. Lavoida, Ksheim Mephaisen, when they're making the raffles. Lavoida, Achas Mephaisen. What are they doing it for? One Avoida. Oide, Mulcho, Avoida, Avoida. For every single Avoida, individually, they made a pious. So many raffles. Tosh Mazak, the Gemara. Arba Payas, Sayasham. It says in the Mishnah there were only four paisas, four raffles in the Beis HaMikdash every day. If you're going to tell me that for every single part there was a new raffle, there's way more than four over here. There's like 13 over here just in this Mishnah. It's not just four. So it has to be that they only made for like one. And not for each one. There's only four exact four paisas and not so many different ones. Zakli Mar over here, no. Amar of Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. It's not necessarily like your pshat. Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Arba pa'amim nechnasin lehefis. There were four times that the Kahanim came and gathered to make a raffle. But ulchol chada v'chada ha'iba tuva paisas. Not necessarily each one, there was only one pious. Yes, they gathered four times, but in each gathering, very possibly, there was more than one raffle to be made. So we're back to the question. When they made the raffles, was it one raffle each time? Or was it many, many different raffles during each session that they were making the raffles?